You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 79, Facing Your Fears in Writing. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast. I'm Arshalita, and this is where we will dive into the craft, art, and sometimes chaos of writing. Now, today we're looking at a topic that hits close to home for many of us writers and creatives, is facing your fears in writing. There are fears in writing, even though it is one of the most joyous, glorious, passionate things in my life. There are fears when it comes to writing. So I want to talk a little bit about those today. Whether you're a seasoned author or you just may be starting out, fear can be an obstacle, a powerful obstacle in the writing process. From the fear of failure to the fear of criticism, these anxieties can really halt creativity. And they can even derail your project. But today we're going to explore how to confront and overcome these fears so you can really reach your full creative potential. So let's start with the big one. Let's just get right into it. The fear of failure. It's that nagging voice in your head saying, what if my story isn't good enough? What if my poems don't resonate? What if no one reads it? This fear can be so paralyzing, you guys. But here's a secret. Every writer, even the most successful ones, has faced this fear. Everyone, okay? To deal with the fear of failure, try reframing your mindset. I know that it sounds easier said than done, but instead of focusing on the end result, concentrate on the journey, on the process. Remember, writing is about exploration and discovery. So focus on that. Each draft of your manuscript, think of it as a step forward towards improvement. Embrace the idea that every mistake is a learning opportunity. Right? Next up is the fear of criticism. This can be especially daunting when you're sharing your work with others for the first time. It is petrifying sometimes. I have sat in poetry workshops and having to share my work with other writers is, oh my God, like I said, it's petrifying. You might worry about judgment. And when you put your work out there, like when I finish publishing a book and I'm really proud of it, but at the same time, I'm afraid of those reviews. I'm afraid of people saying harsh things about my work. But criticism is not a reflection of your worth as a writer. It's a tool for growth. When you're ready to share your work, consider finding a supportive writing group or trusted beta readers who can provide constructive feedback. It's also helpful to remind yourself that even the best writers receive criticism and use it to refine their craft. Accepting feedback gracefully is a part of your journey to becoming a better writer. Next, let's talk about the fear of the blank page. Dun, dun, dun. Better known as writer's block. This fear can be incredibly frustrating. You might sit down to write and feel completely stuck. A technique that is effective for me is to change my environment or to change my routine. Even though I love my home office, sometimes it's good for me to get out of that space and go to a bookstore or go to a coffee shop, go to the park, being outside, you know, somewhere other than where I normally write. And that sometimes helps oil those muscles to get you unstuck. Sometimes a new setting can really spark creativity. Another strategy is to set small, manageable goals. So instead of saying, I'm going to write an entire chapter today, focus on writing a single paragraph or even a sentence, because small victories can build your momentum. Once you get that sentence down, once you get a good paragraph down, then go to the second paragraph, then the third paragraph, and you're building your momentum, and this really helps break up that monotony. It's also worth exploring writing prompts. I know they help me. Writing prompts and exercises, they really help jumpstart my imagination. And the goal is to get words on the page, right? No matter how imperfect they may be. As you write, you may find that your fears start to diminish as your creativity starts to flow. The last thing that I want to address is the fear of not being original. You know, there are so many voices and stories in this world. There are so many writers, and you probably think, okay, what makes me different? What sets me apart? It's easy to worry about whether your ideas are unique enough. But remember, originality isn't about inventing something entirely new. It's about how you bring your unique perspective to the story. Focus on what makes your voice distinct. What personal experiences, insights, emotions do you bring to your writing? Embrace your individuality. Don't be afraid to let your personality shine through your work. That is what makes you unique, and your unique voice is what will resonate with readers. So, to wrap this up, I know this was a quick episode, but facing your fears in writing is an ongoing process, right? It's not something that you just set aside time to tackle and then you're done. It's an ongoing process. It involves confronting your doubts, embracing feedback, experimenting with new approaches, and trusting in your own voice. And remember that fear is a natural part of your journey. It doesn't have to halt you, doesn't have to stop you. So that is all for today's episode. And I hope these tips help you tackle your writing fears and keep pushing forward with your creative projects. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And yes, it does matter. And if you have any thoughts or comments for me, feel free to reach out. I respond to every email and every comment. Until next time, keep writing and keep facing those fears. God bless.